Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Thank you for listening. This is Word of Eternal Life. This is a ministry of Life Eternal Ministries. Before I start today's message, I'd like to recall one announcement, which is about the three books I have available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Also, it's available as Apple iTunes as an audio for those who would not like to read. So the first book is called When You Meet God. There are five different ways God has shown his presence in the universe, or he communicated with us through the revelation of the scriptures and the human encounters, and by our own conscience, which God placed in us, which has a God consciousness in us. And fourthly, by the creation of the universe. And fifth and final, by his own Son, Lord Jesus Christ, revealed himself. Now, the second book is Does God Answer Your Prayers? All the questions you must have ever asked in your whole lifetime about prayer and the answers of prayer, and when and why and what, and all the things about prayer has been well researched. It's a very researched book. It will be a great tool for someone to learn and teach. And third book is about violence, murder, and massacre. And that's a book name, Violence, Murder, Massacre. It's a very classical book. It is a live incident which took place in Parkland, Florida, in my neighborhood, and it is about how this violence entered the world and how it affected the humanity, and how they end up using the violence to kill people, and also how we can find solutions to it. This book is a fantastic book for your use for teaching and knowing the Word of God through which we have talked about it. Now, continue moving forward, the message of Word of Eternal Life, which is God's eternal plan for the universe. God has already planned his eternal plan, program, and it is all done for him. Now, when I say when it is all done for God, which means God has eternally existed, and he had all these things having planned, and it has actually been done for him. It's like a cycle. It's like the timing of God is called two different timing. One is the human timing, which is the chronos, which is the hourly timing. The hourly timing, which we go forward. We are not going backward. The hourly timing based on our sun and how the earth is moving around the sun, the 24-hour time. And then it becomes 364 days, plus days time. But God has another time, it is called the Kairos. In Kairos, God lives past and present and future, where these two terminologies are Greek terminology, that Kairos and Chronos. In Kairos, it's like going back and forth. So the time goes, God can see the past, God can see the present, and God can see the future. So as it goes forward and back, it becomes like a circle. Now, you know that God has already have done everything for until the eternity starts, and he hasn't revealed nothing to us about after the eternity. Now, the Bible is the book which creation, destruction, recreation, and God's plan for humanity after God's creation, humanity sinned against God. God had made a plan for his eternal life. So it's all about eternity. God wanted to man live forever with him. So in order to do that, God has all these plans. Now, Bible is the only book in the entire universe that you can find that these are described, and it is the word of God. God spoke through his prophets and the men of God who received the Spirit of God, and they prophesied what the Holy Spirit of God spoke to their spirits through the Spirit. Basically, God communicate to us through his Spirit. And then we can hear his message through the Spirit, and it was written out. Does God speak today also? Yes. The spoken word of God is alive and active. It has been the power that we can hear when we read and meditate on it, that God speak to us through that scripture. Now we are going back on the book of Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses. I touch base with these two witnesses that it says that I was given, it means it is John, the apostle who was in the presence of God in heaven, who was watching these events which is to happen in the future after the rapture. Now we come all the way up to Revelation 11, and it says, I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshippers there, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it, because it was being given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Now, these are two witnesses God is sending for the last period of the last 3.5 years. Now, we discussed and explained the 7-year period of tribulation many times in this lecture, which I have started out at least 3 to 4 months ago. And we continue saying that there is the second part of the tribulation is 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years is past, which affect the entire universe, I mean, entire the earth, where God was sending tormenting punishment through the power of God was flowing through the angels and also through the Christ himself from the beginning. So it was come to the point that the Antichrist ruled 3.5 years, and the next 3.5 years time is what we are talking about here, the 42 months. This 42 months that God allowed Satan to punish or rule over his people Israel. Why? Because Israel also believed that this is their real Messiah. They did not believe Jesus Christ when he first came. They rejected him, crucified him, and it was supposed to happen that way because the prophets have already spoken about that, the Son of God or the Holy One of God, the Anointed One of God, will be persecuted, will be punished, lashed, beaten up, you know, like a sheep going to be slaughtered, that he was there in Isaiah chapter 53. If you go through that whole chapter, you can see the sufferings of Jesus Christ. And it also described, documented as an eyewitness news in the Gospels. The Gospels are the life of Christ, where four of men, two of his disciples and two of the contemporaries who wrote four different Gospels, they have four different versions of it, which means some of those information are more described in one and less described in another one, because there is more importance they have given to each of the authors. The Holy Spirit worked in proving that Jesus Christ, his humanity, his kingship as a king, lineage of kingdom of David in Matthew, and in the Luke, he is written as a pure human, and in the book of Mark, he is like a servant of God the Father, And in John, he is at the eternal Son of God. So the four different appearance or faces of Christ, which is given to us, because that's what the gospel is all about. Then we have the sufferings of Christ as he suffered and died on the cross, and he resurrected on the third day, appeared to his disciples for about 40 days before he went up to heaven. Now, there is these two witnesses that we talked about. The last 3.5 years is the great tribulation, which is affecting the Jewish people especially, because this time the temple is built, which is what they have been hoping and waiting for. I discussed about the temple building in the past lectures, and the preparation was already there, and preparation is still there already, and it will be built by the Antichrist, who they thought will be the real Messiah, who is the savior of the Judaic people, the Messiah. But they were misunderstood, because he faked to them and they believe in him. And finally he built the temple, and now the temple worship is what we are talking about here. God says to John the Apostle in his vision, see, this is something which is to happen in the future, where if you ask me, is John is going to be there? No, basically no. This is a metaphor of which similar to something will be happening in the future. So when he measured, there was left out the outer court for the Gentiles, because the Gentiles will trample the altar and also the temple for 42 months. See, the Gentiles are given this authority and power by God through the revived Roman Empire and its ruler, which is similar to what happened with Antiochus Epiphanes in the Syrian ruler, who was a Greek lineage, who was a lineage of the Seleucus dynasty, and he went to the temple. He captured the temple. He defeated the Palestine, and he did abominable things in the temple of God. And this is written in the Daniel chapter 9. And Jesus warned to his disciples in Matthew 24, that when that abomination which causes desolation, which stand in the temple, you must know that's the time to run, which means the last 3.5 years, this abomination of desolation, which happened by Antiochus Epiphanes, will repeat by the Roman emperor or the Roman ruler, which is going to be the beast, okay? So this will happen again. So Jesus said, when that happens, don't even wait, run. If you are on the top of the roof of the house, don't come down to try to take your clothes or anything, but just jump down and run out to the mountains or where you can escape. So it will be a terrible time of the great tribulation. Now, these two people will be prophesying. What is they prophesying? They are prophesying about repentance in Jerusalem. And all the people will hear, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days. So the whole 3.5 years they are going to prophesy, right until before the end of the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation, the second part of the tribulation, which ends only when Christ returns. Christ returns the exact time as the Great Tribulation must end. By him coming down on Mount Olive, it is explained in Zechariah chapter 14, his feet will be on the top of the mountain, and there will be an earthquake, as it happened earlier in the past in Jerusalem, and people will run that day. So there will be an earthquake, and there will be a great valley formed east to west, and then there will be the battle of Armageddon. So there, the Armageddon battle, Satan will be, I am saying, the Antichrist will be defeated. Now, the Antichrist is working with the power and authority and anointing of Satan, who is Lucifer. So there he will be defeated, and then he will be caught. It says in another part of this revelation, we will come to it, and he will be put into the lake of fire along with his partner, who is the false prophet. So the two beasts, which we saw them rising, one from the sea and also another from the earth. The one from the sea, as I mentioned before, is the beast, which is from multitude of people, which is what sea is about. And the one from the earth is just coming out of the natural way in the face of the earth, as every human being rises, that as the same way he rises from the earth itself. So the second beast did not have a high population or multitude of people behind him as he was rising. He just rise up, and with the blessing of Lucifer, they both started working and ruling the world. Now, the last period, as said, these two will prophesy, and they will end their life. You know, if I continue to read this, in verse 6, these men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during time they were prophesying. And they were power to turn the waters into blood and strike the earth with many kind of plague as often as it was. As they went. Now, as we look at the past and the history, we can see that the two prophets who have done the similar miracles are, one was Elijah, who had the power over the heavens to shut the rain for 3.5 years. And he also had the power to bring fire from heaven. That one of the kings of Israel, when they have sent to capture him, as he was sitting on the mountain in his home or in his place, he had the power to shut down the it was King Ahaziah. Ahaziah, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 12, who sent messengers with the 40 soldiers with a captain three times, and they were sent down by called the fire from heaven by Elijah, and they were consumed. So this is Elijah, who has the power over the fire from heaven, also block the rain. Now, who is the other person who has the power? The other person who was the power, who performed the similar miracles of turning water into blood, was Moses, which he performed his great miracles in Egypt, turned water into blood. Then he also had the power to send 10 plagues. So these are the two men, and as far as I believe, in the based on the scripture, and they were given power to do it. And as they preach, and they were have the power to resist anything, and at the end, after their ministry, their Satan will come, or the beast will come and fight against them, and they kill, and he will kill them. Their bodies will be in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord has been crucified. Now, you have to pay attention to the word figuratively, which means this city of God, which is Israel, almost become, is like a Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like a sinful city, and it also have killed many, many prophets. Even Jesus mentioned, O city that you killed many prophets, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. So Jerusalem is a sinful city at the moment, and it was at the time of Christ and also before. And it is figuratively called Sodom and also Egypt. Egypt means it's a foreign country. It's not the land of our God's people. So it was almost Israel become like a foreign country to the people of God, because they always rejected the people of Christ. And Lord also was crucified there. Okay, so this is how they ends. And for 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, languages, and nation will gaze at them, which means they can see them as they were lying in the street of Jerusalem as being killed. Amen. And then they will be watched through the media, okay, television and camera and everything we have today, so that this can be not a difficult thing for the world to see it. So it will be seen. And at the time this Bible was written, that the prophets never knew that there was this kind of technology. But they believed in God, in the word of God, and they wrote this prophecy. And after 3.5 days, the breath of life came from God, entered them, and they stood on their feet. And terror struck those who saw them. Hey, a dead body for 3.5 years lying on the street, all of a sudden in 3.5 days ends and they rise up. That's a terrifying scene. Come here, they heard the voice. Come up here, and they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. Verse 13, at that very hour, there was a severe earthquake and the tenth of the city collapsed. All right? So this telling that God is judging them again. They were not listening to these two prophets. They were not listening, and God finally sent an earthquake over there. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed, the third woe is coming. See, there is one more woe, you know, it is coming. The seventh trumpet. Now the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Look at this, my friends. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord. This was a declaration which took place in heaven. No, what is happening in heaven right now for this 7 years is a celebration. The celebration of the saints of God went up there. Then there was the wedding of the Lamb, and I explained it very well about the wedding of the Lamb, which is a union of the Christ, which is the head of the church, with the body of the church, which is the church, okay, the members of the church. So they were united in Christ as they were standing before, as you and me, if we ever get married, stood before a pastor or a priest, and they have conducted the wedding. The vows were made, and they were make one in believing and their testimony, and saying yes, and all those things, that which is the same way you will stand, we will stand with Christ before Father God by the Holy Spirit anointing and immersing Christ's anointing on us, which means we will be anointed with Christ together. And that is the oneness. Complete oneness will happen in heaven. Now, some say, hey, when you baptized, you do join with Christ. Yes, you did, but it was only a mystical belief, and which we believed that that's how we are going to happen. And it's now it happening in reality. We were married with Christ. Now we are one in Christ more than ever before. And the Father, Son, Holy Spirit lives in us at the time, like Christ is presently, and we will become one. And then there will be rejoicing. There will be rewards. There will be banquet in heaven. There will be beautiful, beautiful things. All the friends start seeing each other, the brothers and sisters in the Lord, the parents and sons and daughters who died or passed away, your relatives, your friends, your brothers, your sisters who died in Christ when they were younger or older. And you'll see all the Old Testament prophets from Adam and Eve to all the ones who was redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, they were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb in the Old Testament, forecasting and looking forward the death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, and who, hallelujah, had paid the price at the end for everything. All the people who had conducted sacrifices and offering and made, hallelujah, made a lamb, you know, faith with God in the Old Testament, praise the Lord. They were all accepted through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who is the real Lamb of God. And his blood shed for us, and he will receive us. And finally, we will have a beautiful, wonderful seven-year period of time in heaven of rejoicing and reward receiving, and also spending time with Christ, and also your homes and residences which God has prepared for us in heaven. This is what happens for the seven years, when the earth is going through tormentation. Now, let me say this to you. If you want to be with the Lord, if you want to have eternity, if you want happiness and joy, join now, not later. This is the time to join. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Lord Jesus, come to my heart. I forgive, I repent all my sins. And cleanse me, purify me, make me your child. We pray in the name of Jesus. Then Jesus will come to you. Now I am still concluding right here for this lecture. And we will get back with you with an announcement.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I am a pastor, evangelist, missionary worker, and I have 3 books in the market in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, as I have mentioned before. We have this ministry started like 2 years ago in the radio. Also, we had other ministries, evangelism, intercessory prayer, mission trips for last 30 years, originated from Florida state. And currently we are looking for support from our listeners. If you can help us with this ministry to expand, because we do travel to India almost every year. We teach and preach and conduct seminars and helping people to grow and expand the kingdom of God. If you would please support this ministry, I would be glad to send you my books as a reward if you would help us, at least $15 plus $4 for shipping and handling. And my address is 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace. That is TERRACE, Parkland, Florida, 33076. And my name is Reverend Dr. Chaco Varghese. That is spelled CHACKO, V like Victor, ARGHESE. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words.